More than 150 Chinese-born scientists who did U.S. taxpayer-funded military research at the fabled Los Alamos National Laboratory, New Mexico, are now back at home working in China, in some cases helping to develop weapons, end quote. What's going on here, Adam?
Yeah, well, it's brain drain at Los Alamos, our crown jewel national laboratory. So since 1987, there's been 162 scientists that have worked at Los Alamos that don't work for America any longer. They're back in China working for the Chinese communists, oftentimes in military technologies like hypersonic missiles, jet engines, unmanned vehicles, submarine noise reduction technologies, and deep penetrating warheads that can deeply penetrate the earth. So these are some of the top programs in the country, and now they're being worked on back in China, and they're engaged in the Great Leapfrog Project to drive their technologies further and faster than ours. So think about this, Kara. We educated these scientists in our colleges and universities. We employed them in our national labs. We funded them oftentimes through federal grants. Oftentimes, at least one scientist had top secret clearance, and then they're back in China developing the technologies, not working on behalf of the American people.
And you list one example in your article, I think a scientist, Zhao Yuseng, millions of dollars worth of grants now back in China working there. And, you know, sometimes some of these scientists, as you know, they're offering, you know, 100,000 here, almost 200,000 there, to also kind of woo back some other of their partners at the Los Alamos Laboratory to come help them work in China as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a program in China to get their scientists back in the country for this great leap, to leap over the United States and all of these key technologies. So you have people dedicated to this effort in China, and they're trying to build the Stanford University right there in China. And so they're trying to take the best minds from America and repatriate them back to China.
And this is something that's being done with the full blessing, correct, of CCP, or the CCP of Xi Jinping as well?
Yeah, it's the Thousand Talents Program. So it's actually a program that's been going on for the last 20 years as they try to take the brightest minds that they send over here to the U.S. for their education, for their training, and they try to get them back in country to do the giant leap over our technologies and all these key aspects.